It was back in 2002 that the total number of incarcerated Americans exceeded 2 million for the first time. The surge in drug prosecutions, frequently for nonviolent offenses, has swollen the population of men and women who are locked up, in turn affecting millions of their loved ones on the outside.
When we increased incarceration fourfold in this country, we never meant to harm the children.
Jeremy Travis, now a researcher at the Urban Institute in Washington, served as director of the government's National Institute of Justice.
The children are not the ones who committed the crimes. It's their parents who committed the crimes. So we've harmed, indirectly, a whole generation of children who are now having difficulties growing up, difficulties coping, difficulties realizing their own potential. And in many cases, those difficulties are manifested in antisocial behavior, criminal behavior, delinquency. So we've reaped this whirlwind of a generation that's at risk because we have punished the generation of their parents.
Children of prisoners frequently carry an emotional burden. They can have difficulty forming human attachments, processing information, relating positively to their peers, and succeeding academically. Often they suffer depression. For reasons not of their own making, these kids need support. Imani Davis in Oakland, California, whose father is incarcerated, counsels children of prisoners.
I think I give them hope a little bit because I think that many of them don't ever see themselves graduating from high school or going to college or being well kept.
And why don't they see themselves being able to progress that way?
I think because of the lives that they live in right now. You know, I think because of the level of poverty that many of them live in, because of the level of chaos, because, you know, when you're living in certain circumstances, it's very hard to see that there will be anything else. And worse for this population of young people, because society basically says that we'll end up like our parents.
That you're doomed.
In many ways, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You know, I mean, in many ways, you get told that.
For most Americans, prison is a horrifying world, populated by violence-prone bad actors who must be segregated from society. It is frightening, alien, dangerous, something many of us prefer not to think about. But incarceration profoundly affects society as a whole. For one thing, the vast majority of people locked up are eventually released. For another, their families can be deeply scarred by the experience, often at higher risk for a host of social and even legal problems. In Philadelphia, former Mayor Wilson Good has championed the cause of children whose parents are involved in the criminal justice system.
I went to a local prison, and in the prison I saw a grandfather, a father and a grandson in the same jail at the same time. And they met for the first time in jail.
How could they have met the first time in jail?
They had not seen each other. That it is possible, especially in the African-American community, that fathers are taken off, are taken away, either when a child is born or before a child is born, and they go off to jail. And because of the distance which the child lives from the prison, it is absolutely possible to be able to have parents who are incarcerated who've never seen their children.